Hi, I'm Dr. Ann Simon, science advisor to the X-Files, and you are listening to the X-Cast.
Welcome back, everyone, to the X-Cast. The truth is in here. And I've got a very special guest with me today to discuss all things about the X-Files and his character and beyond. I am really, really delighted to be joined on this very special episode by none other than Mr. William B. Davis. Hello.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming on the X-Cast, Mr. Davis. It's great to speak to you. And obviously, we're just at the beginning, really, of the 11th series of the X-Files, and 11th season, I should say, and we've just had the opening episode, My Struggle 3, in which your character has appeared, reappeared, and it's had a very interesting reception about the character of the Smoking Man and everything that happens. How do you feel about how that episode has gone down? Are you happy? Have you been pleased by it?
Generally speaking, yes. I mean, to me, it was an exciting episode. It was an exciting one to do. We had some great scenes, and I think they came off really, really well. I know there's been a little controversy about what exactly happened between CSM and Scully and so on, but I didn't even think about that while we were doing it. We just got on and did the show.
Of course, yeah, of course. I suppose as an actor, I suppose you separate, don't you, really, from the response in some respects when something like this happens, and I suppose you just throw yourself into the script, I would guess.
Exactly. I mean, that's what we do. We try to live truthfully in imagined circumstances. These are the imagined circumstances. And so we run with that. And with X-Files, over the 25 years or whatever we've been working on, a lot of things change and a lot of circumstances change. And certainly when we shot On ME way back whenever, I had no conception, pardon the pun, that Scully would conceive as a result of whatever went on in my house on that night. And I still don't know very much about what might have gone on. We will learn more later as the season progresses.
Yeah, because there's been some interesting back and forth as to whether or not that was already all planned way back when you wrote the season 7 episode, which this ties into. And I think there's a bit of uncertainty amongst fans. I suppose that's all part of the mystery, isn't it, really? And as you say, we'll find out more later on.
It certainly wasn't planned by me when we did On ME. Whether it was in the back of Chris Carter's mind, I have no idea. Somehow I doubted so much of this show, and a lot of the reason it's been so successful is because new ideas spring forth from either what's happened with the cast. I mean, the whole idea of the mythology came from Gillian getting pregnant originally way back in season 2. There's never been a rigid Bible as a lot of TV series have. So it's much more by the seat of its pants, as it were. And that's allowed the show to respond to fan reaction, to ideas that just developed in process. So
it must have been fun reviving the character over these last few years, because I'm sure you thought it was finished, you know, at the end of season 9, and then to bring the character back. Has your approach changed at all as to how you've played the character, or do you just go by the script, really?
Yeah, I mean, the script has changed to some degree. I mean, in some ways, I think he's become more bitter, age has narrowed his focus, if you like. Many of the people that he worked with are gone. One way or another, we don't have the well-manicured man. We don't have the syndicate in the same way that we did, and so on. We're left with sort of dregs of that. But the whole kind of mythology has sort of shifted too. It's not the stress now is more on human-centered conspiracy and not so much on alien-centered conspiracy, which I think is part of Chris's kind of re-look at the whole storyline, but. So all that changes somewhat, but the essence of the character doesn't feel different. I mean, it feels like I'm doing the same kind of things and dealing with the same kind of issues. And it was great to have an episode that more opened up my storyline.
It must have been fun as well, I suppose, working with someone like Annabeth Gish, who you hadn't worked with previously. And I know you worked with her on the previous season at the end. But has it been enjoyable to have some screen time with someone you hadn't worked with a lot more?
No, that's been a real treat and quite unexpected. I was a real admirer of her work when she kind of filled in during the time that David was away in the last couple of seasons, and became one of the principal agents. And I thought her work was terrific. So I was really delighted to get a chance to actually work with her. And we've had fun. Yeah, it's been great.
Yeah, your characters work really well together. I think it really comes off in the last two episodes we've seen. It really seems to work.
Yeah, I think so. It's unclear in a lot of ways. I mean, there's a lot of exactly what the relationship is and exactly what we're each thinking is maybe a little unclear, but it works well, I think, yeah.
Do you find that not being 100% sure always when you get a script or when you get a storyline to play actually helps create the Smoking Man? Because one of the things I think fans really love is the fact that there always seems to be a new angle to his character or a new sort of story. And we even saw it in My Struggle 3 where he's faked the moon landings and things like that. Do you feel like it evolves every time you play it?
It does. It does. It shifts and flows. And what I have to do as an actor, I have to take this moment that I get in this script and make it real. I can't get too concerned about, you know, what we did 8 years ago, for instance, or, you know, trying to marry those things. I just need to play what I've got. And that seems to work well. I mean, if you remember back to the episode Musings of a Cigarette Smoking Man, which seemed to have a lot of events that really didn't fit with what we'd done so far in the development of the character and the character story. But I just played them as if they fit. And that seemed to work well.
Would you say that episode's a particular favourite of yours, looking back, really, the Musings of a Cigarette Smoking Man?
Looking back, I do. At the time, I wasn't sure, because, as I say, it seemed to conflict. But I think I was being a bit too modern, a bit too realistic, a bit too naturalistic in my thinking. But when I look back with a more postmodern version or a more fanciful imagination, then it's really quite brilliant.
Even now, it's, you know, open to debate and everything like that. And then when you see an episode like the one we've just had, it opens the debate even more. And I think that's why people really love the character and the fact he just keeps changing. He just keeps morphing into something else.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But obviously, The Smoking Man isn't the only thing you do. You've got a very distinguished career in theatre, especially. And have you got specific theatre pieces that you're directing right now, or is there anything specific you're working on?
Yes, I just finished directing a Canadian play called Homeward Bound here in Vancouver. A play about a man's committing himself to decide to die before the pain of his illness becomes too much, and presenting that to his family. So it's a very kind of modern idea, and that was interesting to do. And now I'm working on getting ready to do a production of The Cherry Orchard, and I'm working through several different translations trying to figure out what will best fit our cast and Canadian context, in which, I mean, won't set it in Canada, but we have, obviously, we have a Canadian speech rhythm that we want to adapt to. So, I'm busy doing all that. Yeah,
I actually did The Cherry Orchard when I was doing my drama at school. So it's a really great play. To
what did you do? Did you act in it or direct it or?
I did a little bit of everything. I did a little bit of the direction, because it was a group play. So we. It was a long time ago now, but it was great. It was a great experience. It's a really interesting piece.
Exactly. Yeah.
Is there anything beyond that you're looking forward to actually working on, or have you got anything else specific you're really burning to do?
Good question. And and I'm not sure the answer. I'm working on trying to get the film rights for this play, Homeward Bound. And so there's a possibility we would actually make a movie of that. So that's kind of, I wouldn't say it's on the front burner yet, but we're gathering the ingredients together to see if we can make it a meal out of it.
Would you direct that?
I would direct it, yes. Yeah.
Fantastic. But yeah, it sounds like a really interesting piece. And this is all in Vancouver, I assume.
Yeah, the play was written by an Ontario writer who has passed away now, but is set in Ontario. So it's still a Canadian context. But we would try to do it with Canadian stars. I mean, I would love to get Donald Sutherland to play it. We worked together 100 years ago, but I haven't got that far down the road on it yet.
I was most interested when I was looking into your career. I was most interested to see that you directed in England for quite a while, didn't you? In England and Scotland.
I did. Yes.
Years ago.
Speaking of Donald Sutherland, I directed a production of Two for the Seesaw at the Civic Theatre in Chesterfield many years ago. Wow. with Sutherland. Yeah.
I mean, I'm from the Midlands. I'm from Birmingham. I don't know how well you'd know the Midlands.
Well enough. I worked at I did a play at the Birmingham Rep once. I directed a play.
Oh, wow.
And I directed at the Alexandra Theatre in Birmingham. Don't know if it's still there, but
it absolutely is. That's incredible. Yeah.
Yeah.
When was that?
That would be in the early 60s, about 63, 64, somewhere like that.
That's incredible. Yeah, it's still going. It's just had a facelift. It looks quite shiny.
Oh, great.
The the rep is still there as well. Yeah. That's amazing. Did you enjoy your time directing in England?
I did. I did very much. Yeah. I was sorry to leave that.
Well, that's amazing. That is really amazing. I've got one final question before I let you go, which is, just going back to the X-Files very briefly, I know fans are really excited about, you know, where the season's going to go. And they're under the impression that you're going to reappear in the finale episode. And we're just wondering, really, and I speak on behalf of the fans, are there any teases that you might be able to give us as to how we'll see the Smoking Man again and quite what he'll be up to, just to whet the fans' appetite?
Oh, my heavens, yes. What can we say? Well, as you know from the first episode, I did not come face-to-face with Mulder, although I was hoping to do so. Mm. So in episode 10, I do indeed come face-to-face with Mulder.
Exciting.
Yeah.
Exciting. It's something I think people will probably have wondered might happen, but it's exciting to know that we're going to get what could be the last showdown, because this looks like it could be the final season, so could be the last one.
It could be. Who knows? there's another thing to ponder on is, will the show continue to live on after this season? Who knows?
That's one of the big mysteries, I suppose, about the X-Files, isn't it? Will it carry on?
Exactly.
Will it keep going?
Right, for sure. Yeah,
whether it does or it doesn't, I can speak on behalf of many fans and say that we've thoroughly enjoyed watching you over the many years play this, you know, really iconic character, and be as much at the heart of the X-Files as Mulder and Scully. So it's been a real joy. If this is the end, if this is the final one, it's been a real joy. So thank you so much for bringing this character to life and speaking to me today.
Well, thank you much. Appreciate your comments, and I enjoyed talking to you.
The X-Cast and X-Files podcast is produced and presented by Tony Black, alongside a dedicated group of podcasters and X-Files fans. You can find us on Twitter at @X_cast, on Facebook at the X-Cast and X-Files podcast, or our Facebook group, the X-Cast Basement and X-Files podcast fan group. And our title song is by Will A, who you can find on Twitter @IAmWillAYE.